At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And as luck would have it, the white smoke did come out the chimney today. 267th Pope.
Wow, 200. Wow, that's a lot.
I didn't realize it that many either. He's a Chicago guy.
Robert
Prevost. He's the first American pontiff. He'll be known as Leo the 14th. For all of you Pope fans out there.
Leo the 14th.
Yes, that is where things stand with the Pope search. It is now over. As we kick off hour number two of Gwynn and Chris Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby here, Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony's in Denver. Last week, when he had a day off in Pittsburgh, he went out and saw Paul Skeens. Today,
he himself and I, because no one else was there.
Right, he was the only one at the game. Well, you could have sat by yourself today at Coors Field if you wanted to, Tony. But
we talked about Scooble today because he's pitching one of these games. Well, we didn't know if he was going to pitch one of these games. I know it got canceled. He was scheduled to pitch today.
Yeah.
Then the doubleheader happened. Not sure if he's pitching one or the other. But we thought about it. But I got sick after we did the last, 4 o'clock show up. 2 days later, I was feeling crap.
Didn't want to risk
so
it.
I just said, you know what? I'm just going to stay in the room.
I don't blame you. The Tigers just announced their second game starter. It'll be Keiter Montero. So yeah. you're not missing Scooble.
Here.
Tigers won the first game 10-2. If you're wondering, the Rockies continue to be historically bad. They are 6-30 now as the Padres will come in to start this series tomorrow in Colorado. We have Kevin Egan, the host of MLS 360, which I've watched, and I kind of like them, you know, racing around the MLS. And
it's kind of like Quick Pitch?
Look, I got to be honest, it's not the red zone, because it's just soccer. There's not enough goals scored.
Nothing's the red zone.
No, nothing's the red zone, but it's a fun way to watch the MLS on a Saturday with all the games going. And SDFC had a big win last week, so we'll talk about that with him shortly. But right now, time for a little Daily Gambit, and we will refer to Tony's Celtics, to be sure.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We got some very funny comments on the chat about the Pope right now. Frankie says, this just in, Packers and Vikings fans will no longer be allowed into heaven because he's a Chicago Bears guy, most likely. From Katrina, good Chicago one. Produced a Pope before a quarterback who could throw for 4,000 yards.
True.
And he's apparently a Cubs fan, so There you go. I think it is kind of interesting that we have a first American pope.
That's pretty. That's very interesting.
If divine intervention is something, maybe the Cubs can get back to the World Series. Then we'll see.
Sitting pretty in first place right now.
Yeah, they're not going to have any more better support than this. In that area.
I mean, they are the Pope's team now.
There you go.
That's kind of cool if I'm the Cubs.
Okay.
All right. That's it. We don't have anything to review. So
no
Chris,
real review, but we got to go over the Celtics blowing game two last night. Again, just as they did
Let
game
me tell
one.
You my conundrum
tell
first.
Me your thing.
Before
yeah.
we...
What you got?
So one of Braden's really good friends, one of his aces, his name's Matt Perez. I'm showing him some love on this thing. He's in a group chat with... myself and a trainer of mine, and Jeff King. And so, like, we kind of go back and forth. Typically, it's about Dallas. He's a Cowboy fan. Matt is a big Cowboy fan. And so we drill him up on that quite a bit. He tries to pop off, but he's not very good at trash talking. Like, it's not his cup of tea. and so we kind of go back and forth. And so, obviously, he's been giving me a ton of noise about the Lakers and how they have collapsed. And
right.
He's also a Knicks fan. And so, my conundrum is...
Oh, boy. So, he's doubling up.
Obviously,
on
you. Yeah, obviously, I hate the Celtics with a high passion. But I also have to hear and get... DMs for Matt.
I see your problem.
About the Knicks winning. And I'm actually, like, not mad that the Knicks are winning because it's making my life so much more joyful with the Celtics being the pick to win everything and are down 0-2 going into New York. But it is, like, painful to, like, have him be able to have one up on me.
This feels like the 49ers are beating the Celtics, and that's you don't know what to look for.
Exactly. And so, you know, what's funny is, as I told you, he's not very good at trash talking. And so I got to find other ways to get out. And he always leaves the door open for me to, like, win the conversation in the end. He's got a good buddy on the Giants. I'm not going to mention his name. Really good pitcher, but he's off to a little bit of a slow start. And, you know, all is fair. You bring your boys into the chat, they got to get it too. If you're going to come at me about the Lakers, I'm going to find something to come at you about. And, you know, unfortunately, his buddy has been the subject of some good punchlines because I have really nothing as he's giving me the Knicks all the time.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like me a little bit. Like, terrible at trash talking, opens himself up for...
But just annoying enough.
Okay, I didn't want to do the annoying part.
I love that Chris chimed in there right there.
The Celtics, I mean, the thing that's striking me is the fact that both games they've lost because in the fourth quarter they keep chucking up three-pointers and they keep missing them. To the tune of 75 missed threes in the first two games.
Keep
combined.
Shooting them, baby.
Yeah, and the thing.
Let it rain.
The thing I'm looking at, Tony, is that they don't have anything else to fall back on. Like, you would think if something's not working that dramatically for you, you'd run a play or you'd try something different. But I don't know that the Celtics have anything else to go to, and this is what's annoying to watch them because they're NBA champions. But to me, they're such an incomplete, unfun NBA-type team to watch. I don't
like
what they do.
Their coach told us that they're going to shoot more threes and you're going to be able to make twos. And in the end, the numbers line up. Except when you shoot 60 of them and make about 15, that becomes a little bit of a problem at that point.
Does. Well, they're down 0-2. The Pacers are a 2-0 on the Cavs. And I point that out because if the home team loses the first two games of an NBA series, they only win 15% of the time. So Celtics and the Cavs both really have their work cut out for them.
The ironic part is, as much as I think the Celtics are in trouble, I think the Cavs are still in good shape to.
Well, they come might back be. And win that they series. Might be, but they had three starters out in Game Two, and they're not going to win.
Who
it
else
if they,
was out in Game Two?
They had Mobley.
I know
out, Garland.
Oh,
Mobley
was out,
and
yeah.
I don't know their starting lineup well enough to give you the third, but it was a third.
Well,
starter.
Just the fact that Mobley and Garland are out, right. That's a problem.
That's tough. So, all right, tonight Minnesota's 10.5 over Golden State. Now the Warriors won the first game, but now no Steph Curry at all.
This is bad.
And he's not going to play Game 2, Game 3, Game 4, and then he's going to get reevaluated. Yeah, we don't know if he'll even come back at all.
He said he has no timeline.
I love the Warriors and what they're trying, and Steve Kerr and Draymond, and playing at an extremely high level. But I don't know that they can win without Curry. Do you, Tony? I mean, that would really be something if they can pull this off.
Are you asking me what I think or what I want?
You kind of want to see them do it, huh?
I want to see Golden State beat them because Anthony Edwards took out my team and he was talking a lot of trash.
He was.
So I want to see him lose to the old guard here without the old guard and then have to deal with this crazy social media world after he loses this series.
Yes, this would be a big, big blow it if Minnesota can't beat these guys.
1,000% it would be.
So, yeah. But after that, I'll take Minnesota tonight. 10.5.
But here's the other thing, though. Draymond don't know how to act sometimes when Steph ain't around. This is where they lose. This is where the WrestleMania Draymond shows up.
Steph is the he's definitely the Draymond whisperer. He can just give Draymond a look, and Draymond will stop.
Yes, keep him under control.
He's doing it for his guy. Now his guy ain't out there. I don't know if Jimmy's gonna be able to keep him in.
I feel like Jimmy seems like a guy who would encourage him to just to be a little wild.
I can definitely see that.
So you want to take the points tonight, Tony, and hope?
Yeah, give me the points.
All right, Scrappy, what do you want? 10.5 points? We got to go quick because we're running out of time. We got to guess. Warriors also. Ant-Man minus 4 points or Jimmy Butler? Who scores the most tonight? Tony.
Ant-Man.
Scrappy?
I got to go Jimmy Butler. He's their only option.
I'm going to go Butler also. I agree with you. And he hates Minnesota. And so much so that when he talked about his career the other day, he refused to mention that he ever played
for
them.
That's right. Give me Jimmy. Give
you're
me Jimmy, actually.
You're changing.
So is Jimmy Butler just a very unhappy employee everywhere he goes?
No. I actually heard this. Well, I'll tell the story on the other side.
Dodgers 1.5 at Arizona tonight, Scraby. Dodgers have Yamamoto pitching against
Fott.
Oh, he's
been amazing. He's actually, Yamamoto's living up to everything that he was said to be.
Take the Dodgers, then?
Yeah, I'll take them.
I can't root for the Dodgers. Arizona for me. Tony?
It's amazing he's pitching that well with you swinging from him like that, Mr. Scraby. I'm gonna go ahead and what was the question? I'm sorry.
Dodgers
I was just listening
1.5.
Dodgers,
my man Glaze over here. Give me the Dodgers, I guess. Yeah.
My goodness.
All right.
No, let's take the Diamondbacks. Give me the Diamondbacks.
Okay. And last one because we don't have much time. The over/under is 9.5 runs for this game. That seems like an under. I mean, you got Yamamoto and Fott, who's having a good year. I don't see them scoring that many runs. I'll say under. Tony?
Under.
Under? Scrape?
I'll go under.
Under. Okay, we'll take a break because we got to get to that. And we got our MLS weekly chat with Kevin Egan coming up after traffic.
Hold on. Snuck up on me. Got to delete. Delete. Okay.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
419 here in Denver, 319 there in San Diego. Welcome to Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Sometimes you're behind cashes checks that your mouth, your mouth cashes checks that you're behind can't cash. That is what Paul Pierce did. We will get into that a little bit.
I got to give him some props, man. He paid an extreme price on this one.
Yes, he did.
Whoa.
Yes, he did.
I'm going to give him a lot of credit for even doing it.
Yeah, no, I thought he was lying through his teeth as he was saying all what he was saying.
I might have had to, renege on that one.
So. I would have definitely reneged. It wouldn't have been no might.
Yeah, just take all the heat.
I would have definitely been like,
take all
nah,
the heat, I'm
it.
Reneging, yeah.
We will have our MLS segment coming up. Kevin Egan, host of MLS 360 and MLS Wrap-Up on MLS Season Pass, will join us here shortly. Obviously, SDFC with a big win after kind of losing three games there in a row.
Yeah.
Break that streak. Get a nice win against FC Dallas.
5-0, Tony. That's a massacre, right? In soccer. 5-0.
Yeah, no, that's the kind of scoring that you're asking for on a consistent basis. Let's get to our guest. Kevin Egan joins us here, host of MLS 360 and MLS Wrap-Up on MLS Season Pass. Kevin, thank you for your time. How are you?
My pleasure, gentlemen. Great, thank you. And yourself?
We're doing well.
Talking some SDFC. They bounced back after losing three in a row. They put a nice performance up against FC Dallas. What were some of the things you saw them do better in that game than they had done the previous three?
Yeah, you know, it's been tricky. St. Louis, you mentioned, correct? Against Dallas?
No, SDFC with the 5-0 last week.
Unbelievable. I'm so sorry. I thought you said St. Louis for a second.
Yeah, no.
Incredible. An absolute joy to behold. You know, they're a side that when they play in full flow, it's the type of soccer that has everybody off their feet and enjoying the action. And it's been, in some ways, historic, the goals they've scored for an expansion franchise. And just the type of soccer that I love to watch. Free-flowing, infectious play with players with a smile on their face. Anders Dreyer has been a sensational under-the-radar signing. I was actually over in Brussels in January with two of my friends that I work with on MLS 360, Bradley Roy Phillips and Sasha Kleshin. We had a chance to see the Anderlecht Brugge game. And BWP, a legend in the league, a two-time Golden Boot winner, he and I are sitting together, and he says to me, hey, who would you have your eye on here if you had to pick one player from this pitch to bring to Major League Soccer? And we both agreed it was Anders Dreyer. Just the way he plays, and there was something nearly kind of giddy about him, that he just looked like he was having fun out there on the pitch. And for me, watching this team right now, last weekend, putting Dallas to the sword, a side that hadn't lost on the road. They were the best road team in all of Major League Soccer this year, and San Diego, with ease, put them away.
All right, Tony, if you don't mind, I'm just going to step out the rest of this segment and just let Kevin talk. That voice is incredible. He just said they put Dallas to the sword. I love this. I mean, come on. This is fantastic. We do so many interviews. Nobody says stuff like that, Kevin. Chucky Lozano had two goals, two assists. I mean, this is what they brought him for, you know, first to be the face of the franchise. But, you know, to play a match like this in, you know, soccer, you don't get 4 points like that. Incredible. And just talk about what he's meant to the team and to the league.
You know, it's crazy because when he went out with injury early in the season, he, in a way, I think, benefited from other players stepping up and filling that void and getting like an away win like they did against Real Salt Lake on the road. And others, Dreyer, whom I've spoken about, he's one of those guys that I think has helped take the pressure away from Chucky. Remember, Chucky Lozano has been compared greatly to Carlos Vela, one of the greatest players to ever play in Major League Soccer, up the road against for LAFC. So for him, there was a bit of a weight of expectation coming in that he'd have to deliver those sorts of numbers. And I thought it was a little bit unfair because he's a very different style player. But over the weekend on MLS 360, Sasha Kleshin says to me, who do you think is leading Major League Soccer right now in goal contributions? This was at a certain time throughout the night. And he said there's three players. And when he said Chucky Lozano, I couldn't believe it. Given the time that Chucky's missed already this year, the fact that he's caught up, two goals, two assists, like you say, at the weekend, and he's already there at the summit, you know, alongside the best players for goal contributions in the league this year. So fair play to him. His attitude, his application, and as I mentioned about Dreyer, the fun he seems to be having on the field and the chemistry with his teammates. Like Chucky's goal when he rounds the goalkeeper, San Diego FC put out a bird's eye view of that goal. If you haven't had a chance, folks, head across to their X channel and look at that goal, because it's a thing of beauty from the goalkeeper all the way through the middle of the field. Mikey Varas' team putting together a beautiful goal there, finished off by your Mexican superstar.
Kevin Egan joins us here, host of MLS 360 and MLS Wrap-Up on MLS Season Pass. And Kevin, they got a tough week coming up. They got three games next week, one on Saturday, then on Wednesday, and then another on the following Saturday. How difficult is it to get your body ready for that type of competition for three games in a week?
Yeah, it's not easy at all. The benefit, I think, is that at least the second two games of that week are at Snapdragon Stadium. You know, you go away to take on a St. Louis side that are without a win in seven, a St. Louis side that are really struggling for goals, and a St. Louis side that I think are really starting to feel the pressure in Olaf Melberg's first year in charge. They were the side, remember, in 2023. They were the last expansion team before San Diego that came flying out of the blocks. You know, five games, five wins to start their Major League Soccer tenure. But since they've gone off the boil completely, and this season they've been near woeful, quite honestly, and they've been without a lot of key pieces too. So this is a game that I think San Diego can go there and win the game. And then you get home and you take on Colorado that have had their struggles on the road, and you take on Sporting Kansas City, a side nearer to the bottom of the standings. And I think those are two very winnable games. So from these three games, if you're Mikey Varas and if you're looking at the result against Dallas and thinking that maybe you've turned the corner after those three straight losses, I think you're looking at maybe, you know, 6 or 7 points in these three games.
Kevin, love talking about the soccer with you. I think he just said St. Louis is off the boil. I mean, some of these things are just phenomenal.
You're expanding his horizons.
These are gold. I want to ask you. I know you're on.
I want to join you guys all the time now.
It's incredible. I do want to just. We talk MLS. You broadcast MLS. But to see FC Barcelona and Inter Milan put up a 7-6 aggregate score in the Champions League, that caught my attention. I imagine the entire soccer world was just blown away by this. And look, the sport continues to grow in America, but I see results like that, and I see people really getting excited when they see numbers like that. That was not supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, especially for a defensive powerhouse like Inter Milan. They're so good at defense. They conceded only 12 goals in their entire Champions League run. So to concede, you know, the way they did against Barcelona, it was a joy to watch, you know, from start to finish. The first leg finished 3-3. Nobody thought the second leg would come close to that. And then it said, hold my beer. The second leg was out of this world at the Giuseppe Meazza over in Milan. it was just one of the, I think it was maybe the best two-legged semi-final I've ever seen in the Champions League. And there have been a lot of games that have come close. Remember Liverpool's epic comeback a few years ago against Messi, yeah. Suarez and Barcelona? This was probably better because in a lot of the other semi-final games that, you know, live right up there among the best, oftentimes it was an epic comeback. This was just like a heavyweight bout. This was blow yeah. after blow. One team would score, the other team would counter. And that's what made it so special, you know. And Barcelona led for the very first time in the entire tie in the 87th minute of the second leg. And Inter somehow, with their 37-year-old centre-back, Francesco Acerbi, manages to find himself in a striker position in the 94th minute in front of their home fans. This is the player that has had two different bouts of cancer that has come through. It suffered massively from depression over the years. For a 37-year-old guy to score his very first European goal in that fashion,
wow,
that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal game. Kevin, we've enjoyed this, man. We, like you said, if you're going to come back, we certainly would love to have you back, talk some more soccer. We appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
My pleasure, guys. What a joy. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Egan, host of MLS 360, MLS Wrap-Up, and MLS Season Pass. We got to get to break. We'll talk a little bit more about Kevin's lingo that Chris was
off
was
the boil.
Yeah, that is now going to be a new thing for you. Every what? Time you're going to be off the boil.
I'm yeah. not off the chain anymore. I'm off,
the
boil.
Off the boil.
He sounds so much like my brother-in-law. It's hilarious.
He was awesome. I loved that.
That
stuff.
Was good. That was good stuff. Let's get to break on the other side. Scraby's got, what is this? A
30-mile zone.
I almost called it 8-mile. 30-mile zone.
We can do 8 miles.
On the way. More Gwynn and Chris.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's jam-packed. We're going to have Mark Ziegler on at 11. Sean Bouchard of the Rockies joins us at noon. And Drake Hills will give us a soccer update at 1:30.
The Braden Surpreta.
Host of MLS 360 and the MLS Wrap-Up. Yeah, Scraby, you're going to be off the boil forever after that.
Next time we play Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, I'm putting Scraby to the sword.
Put him to the sword. Yeah, that was great.
I do love the European sayings that they have about soccer.
I mean, soccer.
They got some great ones. That was great. They got some great ones.
Yeah, the SDFC put Dallas to the sword, 5-0. That is accurate description, but I loved it. All right, we're going to come up on our 30-mile zone, including Paul Pierce mouthing off and then really paying for it. We'll tell you about that in a second. But Adam Klug came storming in here earlier.
He was fired up.
What did, the Klugmeister say?
The Klugmeister was fired up.
Now he is off the boil.
A lot of times Adam gets this way. And we kind of, you know, shoo him out of the room.
No, I'm taking myself out of this part.
All right, I shoo him out of the room.
Me and Chris shoo him out of the room.
We shoo him out of the room and go, Adam, calm down. But on this one, I couldn't agree with him more. And what he was, you know, railing against is that Rafael Devers has come out, the Boston Red Sox all-star, third baseman, DH, and has come out and flat out said that even though the Red Sox have asked him to move to first base because of injury problems, he is not going to do it.
Let me read his quote.
And you go ahead and read the quote, and then let's see what Tony
he
has
said,
on this.
I know I'm a ball player, but at the same time, they can't expect me to play every single position out there. In spring training, they talked to me and basically told me to put away my glove, that I wasn't going to play any other position but DH. So right now, I just feel like it's not an appropriate decision by them to ask me to play another position. And he went on to say some more stuff, but that's the meat of it right there.
Anyway, here's the question that I think is a better question than what do we think of this? I think most of us are probably like, okay, well, that's not the attitude I would have. But how difficult really would it be for a major leaguer who's played nothing but third base to go over and play first base? Tony, I mean, you're an outfielder, but just trying to make this compare, is he maybe doing the Red Sox a favor by saying, you know, I don't know that I would perform too well over there?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I felt a way about him not wanting to move off third base. He clearly wanted to play third base, but I understood him wanting to be a defender there still, right?
Yeah.
Part of the reason why third was a spot was because it was really the only other spot he could play defensively. And, you know, the numbers would tell you he wasn't great there. right? And that was a position he grew up playing, all right? So fast forward to him finally taking his medicine, as we said he should at the time, even though he didn't want to, and now being a DH, and after going through that first whatever amount of bats that everybody thought he was never going to hit in his life because he had moved to the DH and he wasn't, he was upset about moving to DH. He's finally started to swing the bat good. And so I kind of understand where he's coming from in terms of asking him to now move to first base. And I have a problem with it on a number of different levels here. First, you could have had this conversation and it not have leaked out to the media. For him to even for them to ask him the question about not wanting to move to first base, and I think that, and if I'm being honest, I think Boston did that, doing it on purpose. Just they let the first one leak, and that was kind of inevitable because Bregman plays third. They just signed him. Everybody was kind of looking to see how you were going to handle that in the first place. All right, cool, but this one didn't have to be out for public consumption. They could have just had this conversation, and if he didn't, if he was uncomfortable, because here's the other thing, he wasn't great at third. Why is he all of a sudden going to be great at first base? Which, let me ask you this, I hate to pick on him because I know how the people of San Diego felt, but if Haas was right-handed, would you have wanted to move him to third if you had to move him to third? No, you probably wouldn't. And so I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's out of the box. I don't think it's outside of the box for him to feel a way that, listen, man, I didn't want to move the first time. I did it. I took my medicine. Now you're asking me to play a position I've never played before. There are guys who do care about being embarrassed on the field and not looking like they belong. Because we all know that even if he decided to do it, it wouldn't look pretty early. That takes some time. It takes time to learn how to play a position and be up to snuff. And so, I think Boston is not handling this the way they should. And, you know, I think good organizations find a way to have these conversations and it not be like a story like it is today where you got, you know, if we're talking about it, what do you think the people – the radio show in Boston is talking about.
Yeah. You're right. They could have just handled this, right? They could have said, can you move to first base? Nah, not really my favorite. And they could have said, all right, we'll move on. Instead, they've made a big distraction. All right, Adam, we'll shoo you out of the room. There's your answer.
Well, what was Adam? Adam was upset.
He was livid. I mean, he's like, I hate this. I'm fired up about this. And
yeah,
Rafael Devers is the worst person ever. Basically, was his.
So I guess I'm trying to find out how this actually like made it to the point where we're all talking about it and they're getting quotes about it. But I guess Craig Breslow, is that their GM?
Former teammate of mine. Yes, one of my first teammates in Beloit, the Beloit Snappers.
Where is Beloit?
Okay, I don't even want to know why they were called the Snappers. Honestly, had to do with a fish
or a turtle?
It was a turtle.
Oh,
it was
a turtle. Okay,
yeah. It's not in Milwaukee. It's in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Well, Craig Breslow, I'm sorry, was saying that he recently said he was open to the idea of Devers moving to first, and because of, was it Tristan Cassis, who is out for the year?
Torres Patella.
They have a prospect, but he's an outfielder, and so they need to find out a way to cover first base, and so Rafael Devers is the first thing that popped into their head.
And that's all fine and dandy. That's probably what should happen. But, you know, oftentimes we moan and groan when AJ is like giving us answers that ain't really giving us answers.
Yes.
This is why. This is why that happens. This is why some, you know, heads of baseball operations decide to take that tack. Because if you answer it honestly, as Brez did there, you end up, especially in a place like Boston, you end up down this kind of rabbit hole. And now it's a distraction, ultimately.
I have one quick question on another subject, and then I know you got the 30-mile zone, and I can't wait to hear what Paul Pierce did. But I thought of this the other night when Tyrese Halliburton hit the winning shot at Cleveland, Tony. Did you see his celebration? Yes, he did the
marbles.
I have the big marbles.
You hate that.
I don't love it, and apparently the NBA doesn't like it either.
Oh, wow. No, they don't.
He was not fined. He was not fined, but he's been told, let's not do that again. Halliburton said, I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that. But he goes, it was just right in the moment. So I'll give him that to a certain extent. It was a hell of a shot. But listen, that celebration needs to go. I'm sorry, guys.
Shout out to Sam Cassell, Kobe Bryant, who all used it and all got the same warning, like, hey, that one's not cool. You can't do it, so let's stop doing it.
Yeah, but they're still doing
it. We're not going to find you. Yeah. We're not going to find you, but please stop doing it.
Yeah.
I think we have a little bit more conversation about Devers in the Big Five because it seems like GM says his thing, media goes to player, and now GM is hoping that the pressure is going to force Devers into something.
Hey, that is exactly kind of what this is how the managers and coaches have always used the media in some ways, right?
Yeah.
Even if he didn't set out to do it, right? After it starts, you're like, well, you know, maybe he changes his mind and gets all this pressure. You know?
I was thinking about him play first. Okay, let me run down to the clubhouse.
Only you then lose the fact that that's a human being and it may have not made him happier. You want him to be out in the field playing well, not doing things that put him in a bad spot.
I'm going to talk more about this on the Scraby Show, but I'm kind of coming around
a little more to Tony's side.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the Devers side,
Even though I think if I was in my era and me, I think I would say, okay, I'll play there because I want to do what's best, but I would be worried about it because I know I probably wouldn't look
great.
Listen,
if they asked me when in my career, hey, we want you to come play second base.
Yeah.
I would have given it a shot, but I wouldn't have been like,
too excited.
I wouldn't have been confident about it. I wouldn't have been excited. And I can tell you, at the big league level, when you aren't those things, it like shows.
The ball tends to find you, doesn't it?
And there would have been balls hit at me all day long.
Yeah,
but then you got guys like Will Myers.
And then you got
who played third. Yeah, Will Myers
tried to play third, and he took a lot of heat for that, but he was willing to try it. So there's something to be said for that.
The ball bounced off his eye.
He did,
man. he wasn't supposed to be there, right? Yeah. But he did. He did do it. He did it for the team, right? But I think ultimately you want to do what you can for the team, but you also don't want to be the reason that your team is out there losing games, like. We just thinking about the fielding. How many of these in between hops is he going to all of a sudden be great at just like picking out of the dirt?
Yeah.
They're going to bounce into your throat. I mean,
that's where they end up. And then they're going to be like, well, he's not a great first baseman.
And that's the part that I don't think we're going to take up all your third.
It's fine. I only got one topic really.
Hey. It's the one thing that I don't think any of us really consider when these decisions from athletes are being made that I didn't have to worry about playing. Like the scrutiny is so extreme compared to what I ever had to deal with, or any of the best of the best players had to deal with at that time. It's in your face all day long. You cannot avoid it. Like, I know we didn't always believe athletes when they said, I don't read the newspaper or I don't watch the news. Think about how much easier that is than it is to avoid social media at this point.
Yeah.
It's way easier to turn your TV off and be like, you know what? I'm not looking at it.
Does anybody play softball out there? I do, and a lot of us, but not what I want to say. You make an error, a ball goes right through you.
You feel terrible.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
There's nobody watching, but it still doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
Now times that by 50,000 people.
I mean, 50,000?
Right.
More, 50 million.
Yeah, right.
And especially in the Red Sox world, like this is a big, big, big deal. Adam.
I think athletes are. Although I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, are far more polished than they are, but they are also way more, careful about every single thing they do. At least the smart ones. So, obviously, we got our dum-dums that still do things that none of us understand, but they're way more polished than we are, but they also, that's also why you don't get the authenticity that you may have gotten in the 80s and 90s, because you can't just, you gotta have a thought about what you're saying, how you're saying it, how you're doing it, when you're doing it.
You know what? We always come down, I always come down on people who don't say anything. So Rafael Devers did say something, and I can't come down on him because he wasn't, you know, he's not just saying the things just to say them. He's giving people his real thoughts on the situation.
No, that's definitely real thoughts, what he said.
Adam on the chat, not our Adam, but another Adam. And I know we're just going to have to do Paul Pierce in the Big Five. Tony, how would your dad have handled this?
What if they asked him to move to second base?
Did they ever ask him to move to a different bin?
He couldn't go anywhere but first base. That'd be the only place he could have gone.
There was conversation of him moving to first base.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because of his, you know, his may have been easier on his knees.
Yes, but
knees, I think it was ultimately decided it wouldn't be all that much easier. There's a lot of, you know, footwork and different things going on that I don't know that would have been the case. I don't know how he would have handled it. He never was, you know, it never was something that I think was honestly approached with him to him about playing first base. I'm sure he would have given it a try, but if he was bad at it, I can't imagine him wanting to keep doing it.
Yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
I do.
I mean, Steve Garvey started as a third baseman, but his arm was so erratic, and we saw how erratic was if you ever watched him play first base. Garvey used to get ground balls and just take it to the bag rather than even try to throw to second. Yeah. Because he knew his arm was horrible.
Oh, man.
You know,
He ran it to second base?
No, he ran it to first and just let the guy go to second. You know what I mean?
So he didn't try to turn a double play?
Oh, when he's playing first base.
When he's playing first base, yes.
No, oh, I thought you were playing third base at this point. No, I was like, what?
He was a little scatter-armed, you know. So, but, yeah, that's just part of it. So, you know, and if, you know, if the guard's out there, he made plays. But, I mean, there was something that happened, you know. He wasn't a great, didn't have a very accurate and reliable arm, you know, so they move guys, and this is what they have to do. So,
I'm just saying, they told the man that he wasn't good at defense, go put your glove up, and he finally said, all right, fine. And now they're like, hey, man, we actually need you to play defense again, only at first base this time.
Yeah, it's a big ask, I think. I think it's a big ask.
You know,
if this is spring training, totally different
thing. Right, 1,000%. If you'd have been like, hey, we think Bregman's a better third baseman than you, we would like to see you go over to first base and get some work in. Now, if he barked at that, I'd feel differently. That's spring training. None of these games count. You got some time to work on it. But you want him to do it mid-season.
Yeah.
I can see how he's a little hesitant on that.
All right, we need to do some traffic real quick, and then we'll come right back and talk about something.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, real quick. I wanted to bring up an update on the Pirates fan that fell from the stands. He has given a statement now. He says that he's doing better. He's still in a lot of pain. He still says he can't sleep. His back is really hurting him. But he really appreciates all the prayers and all that stuff. I saw a different angle of this.
Hey, shout out to the people who are helping him afford his hospital bills, because he's not paying for it. That's huge.
That is huge.
Good on you.
That's going to be a big bill. And he said that, like, he can't even watch the fall because he just doesn't want
to
see it.
I wouldn't be able to watch it.
I know. That would be tough. That would be really tough.
I'd rather not myself.
But I saw a video of him from behind. Someone actually had the video of him, and he gets excited because of the hit. And it's the craziest thing in the world. He just, like, falls over the edge. I don't even know. It looks like an ejector seat. It was like a perfect storm of events for him to go over that. But
I'm just happy the young man is all right.
Yeah,
he's doing finally starting to hear some positive stuff coming out of that.
I am rooting for a full recovery, but I'm still waiting for a lawyer to be contacted.
Yeah,
I mean this is the way it goes
for him.
Yes,
but what?
The railing wasn't
him?
High. No, the railing
that
wasn't
railing
high
is,
enough to hold him.
But I thought you said it was.
No, it went to specs, but that doesn't mean it was obviously high enough to hold him.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think he could win.
I can tell you it's not.
I think he'd win. Anyway, something to keep in mind.
All right, well, he is doing better.
Good.
And he's on the mend. He's going to be out of the hospital next week, he says. Chris versus the fans for the first time this week. Coming up next, 833-288-0973, Bruno Mars is the prize today.
Oh,
so
I
we'll tell you more on the other side.
Thought he walked in the studio.
Padres, Rockies, tomorrow.
0-2, swing and a miss!
Pre-game, 4:40. First pitch, 5:40. The Padres play here on 97.3, The Fan.
Hello, my friends. It is Woodsy for Sedano Ford in La Mesa. Flowers fade, brunch comes and goes. Cards, they end up in a drawer, if you're lucky. But a new set of keys, now that's how you make it a Mother's Day to remember. Sedano Ford in La Mesa, showing love with deals built for the queen of the carpool lane. Right now, get her into a Ford Escape or a Bronco Sport, just $219 a month. The Bronco Sport's got that adventurous spirit, perfect for beach runs or back roads. The Escape, smooth, roomy, and packed with tech she'll actually use, like wireless CarPlay and driver assist features. Want to go bold? The Mustang Mach-E is just $209 a month. Instant torque, all electric power, and serious style. And keeping it running, that's easy. Sedano Ford Mobile Service comes right to you. Home, work, wherever. It's convenient, no hassle. There's no extra charge for moms, for everyone. Do something unforgettable this year. And when you go in, they're going to ask you, what brought you in today? Let them know Woodsy sent you from 97.3 The Fan. For more details about these offers, please head on over to SedanoFord.com. It's SedanoFord.com.
Attention all taco lovers. The Kraft Taco, already famous in Sorrento Valley as one of the top places to eat in San Diego 2 years in a row, is now open at its second location at the Natural History Museum at Balboa Park. Come visit the Kraft Taco for lunch or happy hour. See you soon.
Something new is happening at Cox. Now the price of your Cox internet and mobile plan won't go up for 3 years, and Wi-Fi equipment is included. So no frustrating price changes, just a lot more of what you want, like a pizza with extra pineapple. Yikes. Okay, let's stick with something everyone wants. No price changes on your plan, guaranteed. Learn more at cox.com/value. Must have at least 500 megabits per second speeds and Cox Unlimited mobile taxes and fees excluded from price guarantee. Mobile data speeds reduced after 20 gigs usage per month.
Almost every week, kidney specialists at Sharp Healthcare perform a transplant from a living donor, like Caleb from North Park, who gave a kidney to a high school friend on dialysis. Sandra donated to a woman she met on TikTok. Terry, a father from Rancho Penasquitos, gave a kidney to his adult son. But still, there's a list of 615 Sharp patients awaiting a kidney, surviving day by day, hoping for the life-changing call. But donating is easier than you may think. Kidneys come from friends, family, coworkers, and even from a complete stranger, like you. Adults can donate at any age, and you'll live normally, except for the privilege of forever knowing you saved a life. Learn how at sharp.com/givelife. 615 San Diegans are hoping you will.
At Ralph's, we've got lower than low prices on the items your family wants and needs, so you can save even more. From milk, eggs, and paper towels to your favorite snacks and meals, you can count on Ralph's for lower than low prices every day. And that means your dollar goes further every time you shop with us. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
Save on 6 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties are 4 for $14 with your card, plus CRV. Limit 8. Ralph's. Fresh for everyone.
Hey, been in a crash? Need help? Call the Barnes Firm now at 1-800-8-MILLION. They have a San Diego office near you. It could be the best call you ever make.
The Barnes Firm. Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Paid spokesperson. West Broadway, San Diego.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local San Diego Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
For coverage of all things San Diego State Aztecs, check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
You have to use this moment to find a way to get better. And that's what I always say about Aztec basketball. We get better as the season goes on. So we'll learn lessons in defeat.
At 97.3 The Fan. KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, it's Chris Ella. We talk Padres, but I like to steer the discussion in the direction of the Aztecs as well. Listen for yourself. Gwynn and Chris, 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.